This is a test.
Should I have a test?
The city's 97.
City's 97?
The city's 97.
The city's 97.
A pop a doo bird bird. A doo bird bird. A pop a doo bird bird.
This guy's going to be at Riverfest July 15th. Steve Winwood from his new LP, Roll With It. On the city's 97, KTCZ.
Every Saturday night at midnight, the City's 97 features exclusive concert recordings and interviews from the Grateful Dead on the Deadhead Hour. It's hosted by David Gans and brought to you by Down in the Valley Records, your Grateful Dead headquarters.
Good afternoon, Steve-O at 5:03 from the album Alternative, KTCZ, Minneapolis, St. Paul. We have as our in-studio guest, the one and only Mr. James Taylor.
I'd like to play a song that I haven't done in a while. This is written... It's a sort of a folk song written by Woody Guthrie, and it's about Pretty Boy Floyd, who was an outlaw, I think, who worked in this area a little bit too. But he was idealized a little bit by Woody Guthrie, because at the time he was robbing banks, and at that time a lot of banks were foreclosing on a lot of farms. It was during the Depression, so he sort of picked up a reputation as being a kind of, you know, modern-day Robin Hood, Pretty Boy Floyd.
Gather around me, people, and my story I'll tell about Pretty Boy Floyd, an outlaw. Oklahoma knew him well.
Steve Winwood at Riverfest July 15th, his brand new album, Roll With It, going to be featured tonight on Sidetracks. We'll play a whole side of it on the Twin Cities premier album showcase program. It starts at 11. Also featured tonight, another side of the latest from Bob Dylan, Down in the Groove. 828, 66 degrees in the cities. Here's Ian Matthews on the city's 97.
Okay, time now for Hollywood news. Hollywood news. Jimmy Stewart hasn't had a major acting role in 4 years, and he doesn't expect to have any in the future either. Jimmy's 80 now. Most of the scripts he gets these days are for cameo appearances. He says he's done enough of those, and he doesn't like the way he's aged. He doesn't like his looks. Maybe it's time now to get into radio, Jimmy.
This is Jimmy Stewart, and these are the
Never mind. Moody Blues on the City's 97.
Live from the Nico Cucino right here in Butler Square, right below the City's 97, live traffic jam. Bruce Hornsby here.
We're gradually acquiring quite a crowd here.
Very nice. Very,
yeah, very,
very
nice. Enough of that, huh?
What type of influences do you have musically?
Musically, well... They have tapes of me. My parents have tapes of me at age 3 singing Hound Dog. But I was more into sports as a kid. What got me into piano in the end, later on at the end of high school, was Elton John and Leon Russell. You know, I was really, when I heard, you know. Or, you know. You know, all that sort of thing. I got into that. And, then I was turned on to Leon Russell with all that. You know, all that sort of thing. Space Captain Joe Cocker.
Coming up on this edition of City's Jazz, Ray Lynch, Al Jarreau, also Shadowfax from their latest, and some new Chuck Mangione on the way. From Kilimanjaro, these are the Rippingtons. On the City's 97, KTCZ.
This is only a test.
You guys play James Newton Howard, huh? That's great. He's a bad, bad boy.
Okay, excuse me a second.
Thank you all. Thank you all. You're beautiful. Don't change. I mean that.